Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
46303.
Thank you. And that was 06303?
46303.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Lynn Inman.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
6407 West 128th Lane.
Thank you. And let me see. So I do see here that you were charged for the ByteHub. That is a meal plan app. It shows
yep,
you
and
how
I
to
don't,
use...
I want my money back.
Okay, well, it shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also,
yeah,
out
no,
sugars and
I want my money back. Yeah,
and
no, thank you. I want my money back.
To win a mixer in a raffle.
Yeah, no, I want my money back. Thank you.
Okay, well, have you received an email or did a survey letting you know you have
no,
a chance to win a mixer?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to do, yeah.
Right, so in the terms and conditions, that's where it stated about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that ByteHub app. But I can reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a discount instead of the full amount.
No, I want my money back.
Okay, so there were terms and conditions that stated about that $59.89 charge.
Oh, my
so
God.
So with you agreeing to the terms, it is a valid charge, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That's minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Yeah, that'll work. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
You too.
Mm-hmm.